Here are some ways how the Apple iPhone 3G is like BPP producer Ian Chillog. Both start with an I. Both are slim and therefore easily portable. Both have many functions. Both are touch sensitive. Both can tell you everything that's available on the internet, and both are full of songs no rational person would want to listen to. The iPhone 3G went on sale just under 30 minutes ago here in the U.S. We sent Ian to the Apple store here in Manhattan to either get trampled by the nerds or to become one of them. Either way, it's fine with us. How you doing, Ian?
Doing well.
All right.
That made me almost cry, by the way. It's very sweet.
You see, you are touch sensitive. Yeah. Do you have an iPhone?
I'm talking to you on one right now. Kind of embarrassed by it, though, all these people walking out with the new thing.
Oh, my Lord. So set the scene for me. The moment the first guy went in, what did it look like?
Yeah, well, it was actually kind of huge. They have all the Apple staffers are out here in orange shirts, and they started clapping. And then they released the first guy from the line, and they hailed the second guy. So this guy got kind of spotlight all to himself. He was escorted in by security. I don't know if they thought there was going to be like an assassination attempt or something. But then they let in the second guy, and they hailed people. And then they kind of they're letting the masses in groups now. It's still going.
Do we have any information? Do we have any information on who the first guy was?
Yes. I do. We thought, Wynn and I came up here yesterday, Wynn Rosenfeld, our video producer, and I, and he wanted to talk to us. He's a publicity, he's an activist, and is something about he wants to buy an iPhone for John McCain and for Barack Obama and put them on the family plan and together, something about turning the White House into an organic farm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
unicorns.
Yeah, let's see if that works out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's going to happen. He was the first to get an iPhone. Anything can happen with the iPhone.
Yep, that's true.
What are we looking forward to with this new iPhone?
Well, you know, it's a little bit better, a little bit faster. It has GPS. The biggest thing people are excited about, from what I can tell, is that on the one I'm talking to you on,
yeah,
there's a recessed headphone jack.
Uh-huh.
Which means you can pretty much only use Apple headphones with them, because nothing else fits down the hole.
Yeah.
So people are very excited that they'll be able to use their, you know, Bose noise-canceling headphones. It's definitely worth standing in line for 7 days to get a non-recessed headphone jack.
I know. Who are these people who were standing in line? How many were they? What was their motivation besides the headphone jack motivation?
Right. Well, the line stretches literally around the block. It's moved in a bit now. I was very surprised by the number of non-iPhones people were talking on in the line. There were a lot of, you know, flip phones. I figured these would all be first-generation owners. I saw somebody listening to music on a Microsoft Zune.
No way.
Like, I don't know. It's like wearing sweatpants to the prom. I'm surprised that person wasn't, you know, mobbed. But
yeah.
They seem to be okay.
Was he also typing out on a Commodore 64 computer?
Yeah. He had an abacus, which was weird.
And all the people there, I mean, if you show up first online, you're going to get interviewed a lot. You said the first guy had some sort of plan about family and friends with McCain and Obama. Everyone else trying to sell you as a member of the media on some cause or another?
Well, the two groups at the front were cause-related. There's also a group I thought was protesters. They're actually advertising for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Lord.
There's a group of people wearing all Red Bull clothing, so they're just kind of using this huge media circus to get some free advertising, and I guess now they've got an NPR.
Oh,
awesome.
God, I can't
You're
believe
welcome,
they
Red Bull.
Snuck their way in. Wait, are you telling me there's going to be a Chick-fil-A open in Manhattan? Forget iPhone. That's the big news.
Yeah.
Is there?
Man. Not on Sunday, though.
Yeah, I know. They don't do that. All right, Ian, stay on the line for a minute because we're going to do something else here, something very special, something that we almost do every day, but still it's very special. So you stay on?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good, good. He's agreed to stay on as we talk with our web editor, Laura Conaway.